And Tori Probst is here with me this morning, Vice President of Nursing at Star Valley Health, also the lead of the Incident Command Team for Star Valley Health, to talk more about it. Good morning, Tori. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Appreciate your time. And Tori, just wanted to talk about this case and what it means for the community in Lincoln County and especially Star Valley. So first out of the gate, Tori, this incident command team has been preparing for this for a while, and the county public health, and this wasn't a surprise.
Correct. Yes. Star Valley Health has been working closely with local and state officials in regard to refining the process in anticipation of this day when we would get our first confirmed positive case. So we knew it was coming. We've worked really hard on policies and procedures to put into place to ensure that we can identify and isolate individuals that will be diagnosed with COVID-19. And I feel like in this case, it worked appropriately.
Tori, when cases are announced, of course, the first reaction maybe from members of the community is, man, have I been in contact with this person? And there's procedures in place as well to reach out to those that may have been in contact, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Public health will do a fantastic job and at tracing back individuals who do test positive now and in the future in regard to if they have had contact with individuals.
Tori Probst, Vice President of Nursing and lead of the Incident Command Team at Star Valley Health, with us this morning. Tori, it looks like that there is no evidence of community spread in Lincoln County at this time. Elaborate on that and just tell us what that means, no community spread, or at least no evidence of that.
So again, that's a process that public health will do in their investigation in regard to COVID-19 and community spread. Just means that they don't have a source of where this case may or may not have come from. In this case, that's not the instance. And so with every case of COVID-19, they will trace back to see if they can have a firm, this is where this individual may have with somebody that has tested positive in the past with COVID-19. So they can trace back, yes, this is where this individual came in contact with it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
And so in this case, public health will do that investigation, and they came out last night and did say that they did not feel that it was community spread at this time.
So in other words, it wasn't contracted from the local grocery store or anything like that?
Correct.
All right. Again, Lisa Probst with this, Vice President of Nursing and lead of the Incident Command Team at Star Valley Health. So how should the community respond to this then, Tori, with this news?
I feel like this is a great opportunity for us to put into play that everything that our local and state officials, including both of the hospitals within the, you know, our county, has been saying: social distancing, decreasing non-essential travel, self-isolate when appropriate, I feel are all key things to helping decrease the spread of COVID-19. I feel like not panicking and putting those things into place are appropriate at this time.
So really, for the community, nothing's really changed, if I'm understanding correctly. There's no need to panic or get too crazy that it's here now because of a confirmed case. We still just go about how we were with social distancing, hygiene, stay home if you're sick. Everything stays the same then.
Absolutely. And it's just imperative that we really do that. Now, I know that the community has done fantastic up until this point, so we just keep doing what we've been doing.
And again, just to reiterate one more time, those that the public health department feels may have been in contact with this person, they'll reach out to them. So if you don't get that call, then there's no reason to be overly concerned about that.
Correct. Yes.
Tori Probst with us, Vice President of Nursing at Star Valley Health. Tori, anything else you wanted to mention while we have you on the air as far as this case and what it means for the community?
Again, yeah, we just want to emphasize everything that we've been doing. We do have telehealth set up at our facility, and we really encourage those throughout the community to utilize it to help decrease travel in and out of public areas. And we just want to say that we are strong together. If we work together, we can reduce the impact this may have on our community.
Thank you, Tori, so much for the information. I appreciate your time.